Sefer HaMitzvahs is for everyone. Let's learn Sefer HaMitzvahs. Are you ready? Great! Do you remember learning about the Karban Pesach? Good! The Karban Pesach is a karban we bring on Pesach. We eat it on the first night of Pesach, at our Seder. Today we will learn 7 mitzvahs about the Karban Pesach. First, we learn about how we need to cook the meat of the Karban Pesach. There are lots of ways to cook things. We can fry things in oil. We can boil things in water. We can bake things in the oven. The Torah tells us that we are not allowed to fry or boil the meat of the Karban Pesach. We need to cook it without putting any water or oil or juice on it. This is called roasting. Today's first mitzvah is that we are not allowed to eat the Karban Pesach before we finish cooking it, and we are not allowed to eat it if we didn't roast it. We eat the Karban Pesach at a Pesach Seder. Today's second mitzvah is that we are not allowed to take any of the Karban Pesach out of the house where we are having our Seder. When we bring a Karban Pesach, we bring a sheep as a Karban to Hashem. Do you think that one person can eat a whole sheep? No way! That would be way too much for one person to eat by himself. Instead, a lot of people bring a Karban Pesach together, and then they share it. But we are not allowed to share the Karban Pesach with just anyone. Today's third mitzvah is that we are not allowed to share the Karban Pesach with a Yid who decided to do Avodah Zarah like a Goy. Today's fourth mitzvah is that we are not allowed to share the Karban Pesach with someone who is not Jewish. Today's fifth mitzvah is that a boy who didn't have a bris milah is not allowed to eat from the Karban Pesach. The Karban Pesach has Kedusha. We need to be careful with it. Today's sixth mitzvah is that we are not allowed to break any of the bones of the Karban Pesach. Sometimes someone is not able to bring the Karban Pesach on time. Uh-oh. Do you think that they will feel happy? No, if someone couldn't bring the Karban Pesach, they could feel very, very sad. So Hashem says that they can bring the Karban Pesach on Pesach Sheni instead. Today's seventh mitzvah is that if we bring the Karban Pesach on Pesach Sheni, we are also not allowed to break any of the bones of the Karban. Yay! You learned today's Sefer HaMitzvahs. That's great!